Hey guys, it's Andy, the host of The Raunchy Truth. We're here to talk about relationships, dating, sex, parenthood, and much more. I hope you enjoy. Hi guys, and welcome back to The Raunchy Truth. I am Andy.
And I'm Kelly.
I had to change it because we always say the same thing. Anyways, how was your week?
It was actually, I had a pretty good week, I'm not going to lie. I mean, for the most part.
Did you?
For the most part, yeah, actually it was pretty good.
Was it?
It was.
Kelly got me crystals.
I did.
I couldn't go to the show. It was
like a rough stone slash crystal open house.
And they asked me last minute and I had something planned, but really didn't have something planned. I got my days mixed up. Whatever. And she bought me a bunch of stuff, and I am so excited.
Yes. I had been a couple of times before, and our bathers at work, they just, like, got into the new crystals and all that kind of stuff. So I told them about it. I was like, hey, you guys, there's this open house. And I was like, you guys have to go if you're interested in this stuff.
And they jumped on it.
And then they texted me, like, the night before and was like, hey, do you want to go with us? And I was like, heck yeah. So I went, and Andy couldn't go because she was busy, unfortunately. But
so she got me a bunch, and I love them all, and I am so excited about them. I've actually been carrying one in particular around with me everywhere. But I'm going with Kelly in April.
Yes. And we're so excited to go again and spend all of our money.
I know not everybody believes in that stuff, but we do. And I think they work.
Even if you don't, even if you just like pretty shiny things, it's for you. So,
yeah, they bring good energy into your house, like plants.
Yeah, pretty expensive things.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's this full moon, but I've had an okay week emotionally. I am not okay this week. I'm just trying to get through it.
I'm, like, having ups and downs, but for the most part, I feel like I've remained pretty positive.
I've, like, angry cried and sad cried and annoyed cried. I'd, like, can't get it together.
I bought some Moldavite, so.
Guys, if you know what it is, you know. Wait.
Yeah, if you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. And she bought me some, and I can't have it.
I bought her some, and she's so upset. She's trying to, like,
get her to give it to me.
Yeah, she's, like, doing anything and saying anything that she can to try to get me. To get her, give it to her.
You have to know what it is to know why I want it so bad.
Yeah, and I'm like, you're not ready for it. You're not ready for it. So I'm like holding it off until she's ready. Plus, it's super expensive. So I'm like, you know, you're not ready for it. I don't want you to lose it.
Then she posted it on Facebook and I was cringing because I was like, I want it.
I know.
I think she's going to leave me behind, guys. She's going to leave me in the dust.
No, I'm not. She thinks I'm going to like break up with her.
I know. If we're not doing it together, what are we doing? We are a we. You can't use yours without me using mine. We.
She's not ready, but I'm hoping it'll be soon. At least we're having fun. You know what? At least we're having fun.
We are. I did have some really good sex this week too. I just got to throw that out there.
Did you?
I sure did. I got off like 3 times. It was fantastic.
Sounds nice. What is sex like? Please tell me. I forget.
So good. So good.
I honestly don't.
And he's been going to Hustler on his own and getting us new toys to experiment with.
That's so sweet. I love
it. Is it though? Because some of them I'm like,
I feel like
what?
I like, you know, though, I like to go and browse. I wouldn't want to be a part of it and like have fun and just like laugh together.
Oh, he won't go. He calls and has them bring it to the register, goes in and picks it up. I'm like, you don't want to walk around? He's like, no, that's weird. I'm like, if I went with you? And he's like, I'd walk around if you went with me.
That's service, though. They come out and they pick out what you want and then they just bring it to the desk for you.
Oh, we need to go together because...
Already gift wrapped.
If I say, let's get this, he'd be like, okay, I'll try anything.
I know.
He's literally really experimental right now.
I need to save up and we need to go again because, I don't know. I just want to go. It'd be fun.
And spent another $300.
Yeah, I don't even know what, I don't even like need anything. I don't even like do
anything.
It's
just, it is fun to go. It's nice to have things though, like.
Yeah.
And some things, you know, can break. But although we do buy the more expensive stuff, but.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go and get educated on the stuff they got sitting out too.
And I love just like talking to the people. I like to just go and have casual conversations with the people at the sex
store. I mean, it's fun. I don't know.
They're like the best kind of people too. They're just very open and like honest and funny.
Well, and they definitely like,
they'll have good senses of humor and they actually care about your sexual health.
I was gonna say that, like, now that we are completely playing with the back door, guys, I was trying to save you the story. I won't tell you the story, but we are having anal now. But they are very helpful with the right, like, don't use this lube, don't use numbing, and yeah, use this lube. And it's like, oh, I would have thought numbing, and now mm-hmm. it makes sense why you shouldn't. And
yes,
it's, I literally love the people there.
It's like sex education, but also just like fun.
Yeah, and you get to play with the toys that are out.
Yeah, I was gonna say they have like little, not samples, like you can't use them, but you can, like, you know, see how
put
they
them on your hands.
Yeah, see how they work and like feel the power of them on your hands.
So. I mean, the person last time we went is the reason I bought the on the go panty vibrator. What do you call that? I don't know. It goes in your panties, guys, and your person, man, woman, whoever you're with, has a little clicker and turn it on and off whenever they please in the middle of dinner, you know, at a restaurant.
Every single time I hear about something like that, I think of that movie with Katherine Heigl. What is that? I'm trying to think here. It's The Ugly Truth. And they're like at the restaurant.
I love that man.
I know. Oh, yes.
His accent. Mm.
What's his, Gerard Butler?
I don't know his name. He's in P.S. I Love You.
I think it's Gerard Butler. But
I think that's him.
Yeah. And he is really cute. But yeah, she's wearing those panties at a restaurant. And he's like messing with her. It's so funny.
I mean, you're in the middle ordering your food and go, bleh. Oh, yeah. Can I have the Alfredo? Because I had a really rough week, and I've had a little, not wine this time, something else.
Yeah, Andy's struggling today. So.
I am. I sat outside. I'm not, just be very honest with you guys. This is our podcast. It's about our lives. So I sat in my car today and cried for 30 minutes because I couldn't life today or this week. And
I couldn't life.
I have a therapy appointment coming up, but I mean, we've talked about it before. You kind of got to laugh off your mental health, but there are days where it's too much.
Sometimes I'm not even. Today. Yeah. I was going to say, sometimes I'm not even going to lie. A good car cry, like, really just.
I'm alone.
Helps.
I mean, a car cry is great anyways, but when I'm alone.
You have music to go along to. You can just listen to sad music and ugly cry.
I don't have my boyfriend. Well. I don't have the kids. I'm alone. Even, you know, people might walk by my car and think, what the fuck is this bitch doing? But I don't care.
But that's your business.
And I did go tanning today, too. So, you know, I cried in the tanning bed. I was really alone in there. You can't get on your phone. So it's like I let out more.
At least the tears
dried. It was a relaxing cry.
At least the tears dried quickly, I'm sure.
I don't know. When I get so annoyed or upset or sad, it's like my body just, I don't know if it's because I'm a Cancer. My body just cries.
I'm a Cancer.
Body peel.
Like a dancer.
Not like a dancer. I'm working on it, though.
Oh.
I've been eating better and working out. Proud of myself.
All bodies are dancing bodies.
Okay. Now, you know, we're just jab, jab, jab. I hope, you know, if you guys don't like us just jabbing, you can always tell us. Like, our DMs, our email, it's open to tell us what you do and don't like about what we do. I can't promise we'll stop it. This is our podcast.
I was going to say you don't like it. I dare you.
We'll do what we want, but you guys listen, so.
Whatever.
Oh, and I forgot last episode, so I'm going to go ahead and say it in the beginning of this one.
She's like, if pointing I remember her the finger end. Right, I know, now. I'm pointing. She's literally like holding her finger up, like waving it around.
Because, well, we were just talking about Hustler. We do have the link in the description if you don't need to go to the store and you want to buy online. The link is in the description. Just
absolutely,
use it and
positively.
Shop away. I wish I would have said it last week, though, because they were having a St. Patrick's Day sale.
Aww.
And I forgot. But whatever. It's there, though, if you guys feel like shopping. Okay. Anyways, so.
I wonder what their St. Patrick's sale was, though.
I looked at it, too. I think it was like 20% off.
Shamrock,
I don't remember.
Shamrock shake that. Dick.
Dick. She has got this stupid ass TikTok song. Oh, it's not a TikTok song. A song, a viral video on TikTok stuck in my head. And then she sent me a video about it with something else, and I was dying. I spit food out the other
day. Listen, it's Kevin Gates, and if you know, you know, but it's the song I'm just thinking with my dick. But yeah, I love Kevin Gates so much.
But and it was...
It went viral. This guy went viral on TikTok for
dancing
for Mardi Gras. He was enjoying the parade, just vibing and whatever. And he went viral because it was like, you know, he was just vibing. He was having a good time. He's good time Charlie. So,
but it was that video with Paul Rudd at the end on Wanderlust saying, "My dick, give you this dick."
I'm just thinking with my dear.
And I was dying. I was literally, it was after my hair appointment. So I'm sitting there eating a really late dinner and I open her Snapchat and I'm like, what could, or I open the TikTok video. I'm like, what could this possibly be? And in the middle of chewing my taco, out went food. Because it was funny.
I like to catch her off guard, you know.
That one did though, because I was not expecting that. And I'm always quoting that part of that movie.
Mm-hmm. It's one of our favorites. We love Paul Rudd.
I was saying, we love him, so.
We love Paul Rudd in this household.
And I do love Wanderlust.
And Kevin Gates.
Yes. Mm. Yes. It's a vibe. Okay, anyways. Now that
caught
we've
a vibe.
Lollygagged for, like, ever. So, this week, we are going to talk about, whatever you want to call that, jealousy. There, in my opinion, is a very, very fine line between jealousy is a you problem and fuck you because you're a fuck boy or girl.
I struggle with this so hard because, like, my inner bad bitch is like, I'm not jealous of anybody. Like, I am the prize bitch. But then, like, my inner Scorpio is like, I'm so envious.
So what should we start with? The jealousy is a you or the people that take it too far?
Let's start it off with, you know what? We should start it off with the bad. Let's start with
the people that take it too far?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is, I don't really have much to say about it besides, like, I mean, there... Jealousy is normal. We're human.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is a point where it is you doing it to yourself, but then there is that point where that person is constantly thriving off of watching you get upset and purposely making you jealous. Mm-hmm. That's not a you problem when they're purposely rubbing other people in your face or wanting to get caught or, oh, yeah, I hang out with this person. Like, it's not cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cute.
I think, like, there's different levels of jealousy, too. There's, like, normal, like, everybody gets it jealousy. And then there's, like, toxic jealousy where you're, like, just doing the most.
I mean, I won't lie. Back in high school, that was me. Yeah. I was like, yeah, well, he wants me if you don't. And I'm going to hang out with him. And I would try to make other guys. I would. That was who I was. I was an attention whore. I thrived off of making people jealous. Like, fine, if you don't want me, I'm going to show you who wants me. It's wrong.
I feel like...
I know, guys, now.
I think that there's, like, a way to go about it and a way not to go about it. So, like, let's break it down as far as jealousy goes. Like, it's a normal human emotion. It's part of the spectrum of human emotions.
I expect people to get jealous.
It's not, like, you know... It's hard. You can't control how you feel. You know what I mean? Like that. Let's just start with that. You can't control how you feel. If you feel jealous, it's just how you feel. But what you can control is how you handle your jealousy.
Guys, I'm really bad.
And that's
at
the
it.
Part that's hard.
Kelly already knows I am so bad at it.
She's the most jealous person I've ever met.
Thanks.
But I love
just
her.
Out me.
I love her.
As I was army crawling on my basement floor the other day.
Listen, we're just here to be real and honest about it. So this is the nitty gritty. This is the truth.
Jealousy didn't come about so bad until I constantly kept getting cheated on.
Yeah. Well, and that's
it got worse over time.
And jealousy can be brought on by trust issues or whatever, or jealousy.
Which is why I said, fuck you to the people that caused the jealousy that now makes me jealous as a you problem.
Right.
I went from one extreme to the other.
And like, or, you know, it could just be like a natural thing that just, you know, a natural human emotion.
It's not attractive, though. That's what sucks.
It's not. And so, like, that's why we have to figure out how to handle it. So.
Yeah, I don't do that well.
Do you have, like, an instance that you've had where you were really jealous and, like, you didn't show it, though? Like, you handled it
we're better? Are we still on the somebody trying to make us jealous?
Well, no, just like just in general, like say, well, I mean, it could be somebody trying to make you jealous.
Have you met me not show it? Like, no.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because like I definitely
have.
I feel like I have. So it depends.
Even if I don't show it, I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. When I hit my breaking point, I don't have a poker face and I'm just like, blah.
But have you seen my face?
I actually have. When I'm really being strategic and I'm like trying to not let somebody get to me, I have a really good poker face. I can be super jealous and they'll never know.
If I'm trying to catch you in the act of something and I'm jealous, I can hide that shit.
Right.
But when you're purposely trying to make me jealous, I let you get under my skin. I can't hide it.
I think it just depends on the situation and what it is. When I was younger, I really couldn't. I had no control over that shit.
Oh, yeah. The younger versions of us, no.
I was going to say, when I was younger, I was in full Scorpio mode. I was just like stinger out, like ready to just ruin everybody's day because like I just felt like, I think that's okay. So part of the problem for me,
I mean, people that make you feel jealous on purpose, I mean, it completely fucks with you for quite some time.
Right.
It just doesn't go away.
Yeah. And I think part of the problem for me is like when I have to get to the root of my issue, because the issue isn't the jealousy itself. It's when I feel jealous, I revert back to these feelings of like feeling unwanted, feeling abandoned, feeling
I mean, you technically are unwanted. They want a rise out of you, but it is you being unwanted because they're purposely trying to make you jealous, and that's not love.
Right.
It's not.
And I think that's when it involves like childhood trauma type things, I feel like that's when people truly get to me and get that rise out of me that they are looking for. And when they get me to act out of character. Because naturally, I'm not just going to like pop off on somebody just because I feel some type of way. But
I'm not laughing at her. It's what I do and she knows it.
But I'm just saying like
I will hear one word I don't like and I'm like, bah!
She does. Oh, my gosh. She does. But I'm like, you know, I try not to act on it like that. I think a lot of it's just how you handle it. But when somebody reverts me back to my like childhood issues or, you know,
I've never had to really see you get jealous. So like, I can listen to you, but I can't be like, yeah, I've seen you. But that's because
I feel you've
been single pretty much the whole time. The first time we worked together, you were in a serious relationship and there was no jealousy.
Yeah.
And then you were like, hey, I'm single. And there was no jealousy there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put myself on the burner here. I'm going to be 100% real with you. I got really jealous with my ex when I found out that he had like cheated on me. And that he was like talking with his coworker.
I was about to say what ex, but okay.
Yeah, that one.
That's different. That was a very long relationship.
Right. But I mean, like, so listen, I get.
So does that like jealous on purpose or is that a you problem?
Well, so it's like, it's not a situation that I created. So it's not a me problem. I had a right to be feeling this way. But at the same time, it also wasn't intended. I think it was just poor choices. And
okay.
So I don't think it was either of those things. I think it was just the situation that we were in and that's how I felt. But I did not let that get to me. I did not let that show. But then, you know, I remember him dating somebody and I literally had already moved on. I already dated somebody else or a couple people. And he had moved on and he started dating somebody too. And I just like went back into these feelings.
Oh, are we talking about meth?
Methany.
Her name is not Bethany or anything,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, no, her name is not Bethany. They just
called her Methany.
Her name's not Bethany, so please don't go and harass. If you know who I'm talking about, please don't go and harass random girls named Bethany because it's not
I
them.
I retract my statement. I do remember seeing you get a little bit jealous. Yeah. But that's honestly, don't get mad at me. That was a you thing.
Right. But
in the, you listen, let it get to you.
So listen, but there's different types of jealousy. So there's jealous in a way of like, I want what they have. I want to be them. I'm envious of them.
And that was not you.
That was not me. And then there's the jealousy of, I don't understand why you're choosing this person because I'm obviously better. Like, I think that there's like that.
I don't even know if it makes sense. Like a confidence jealousy.
Yeah.
You hurt my confidence, but I'm like jealous that you're choosing this when I am better.
Right. It's like you slighted me and I'm like envious. I'm jealous of that.
People are stupid.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
But I mean, like, so like, I'm totally, you know, like that. I mean, and I get friend jealous sometimes if I feel like,
Oh girl, friend jealous.
She's the worst at it.
I might be worse with my friends than my boyfriend.
She really is though.
Oh, I can't handle when Kelly's around somebody that I don't know.
she's like, who is that? Who are you texting? Who is that? Who's in the picture? Who's in the video? I don't know them.
Who are we with that I don't know?
She gets so mad. But yeah,
I'm possessive. I care about my people.
I get friend jealous when I feel like I'm like not important anymore. Other than that, I don't get friend jealous. Like, I love like having multiple friends and being friends with a lot of different people in different groups. I do. I like to share, but I don't. I just it's when I feel like I'm not important anymore is when I get jealous. I mean, I get jealous all the time over things. I just don't let people see that. Because it never looks good. It always makes you look bad. And, it always makes you look immature or whatever, or catty or whatever.
Thank you for calling me immature and catty.
See, here we go. but I just, it, you know, it's a normal human emotion. It's okay to feel it, but it doesn't look good when you do it. And I've done it and I've made a fool of myself being jealous before publicly. And it's not a good look. And we're all guilty of it. We've all done it and whatever. It's just, let's talk about how we can handle it and how we can process it in a more healthy way, I guess. I've been working on that for myself.
I don't think people take me too serious when I do get
She's funny.
Jealous because See, everybody funny. Takes me, like, if I'm mad, if, like, nobody takes you serious. Everybody's just like, oh my God, it's cute.
Because the girl is like 5'1 and like super tiny, just like this little bubbly, like, bubbles from
When I get
Powerpuff
jealous,
Girls.
Though, it is funny. It's I was funny. Bubbles for Halloween.
She was, and I was Buttercup, obviously. But it's just like, when she's mad, it's so funny because she just like...
Not though. My boyfriend will laugh at me too. It's like, what is funny about
She's like this? Huffing and like stomping her foot and I'm just like, Andy.
Oh, totally. I throw toddler tantrums.
And it's just like, it's cute.
Anyways.
But when I throw a tantrum, everybody's like, damn, what is this Amazon woman doing?
Okay, she's I don't think angry. You're on Amazon, but you scared me one time. That was it. And she wasn't mad at me, guys. It just... She threw me off guard and I started shaking.
I know. She seen me mad one time and that wasn't even full on.
All right. So on to, I'm like fiddly. Fidgety. Fiddly. I know. I'm fiddly.
She's out here fiddling.
I was drinking Tito's. It's getting in my head a little bit. Anyways. What was I saying? Oh, jealousy. Okay. So.
Do tell.
About it being a you problem. All right. So. I'm going to out myself, I guess.
I love this for us.
I don't because I know sesh. People that listen. And, if you know me, but you like don't know me, you're going to be like, oh, but oh, I cause a lot of jealousy issues in my relationship.
She does.
It is a total me problem. We got a house together. We had a baby together. He, you know, is always telling me, I'm beautiful. I love you, blah, blah, blah. But then I will create some weird ass scenario in my head and I will get beyond jealous. And then I just start like taking out on him. That's a total me problem.
Okay. But while she's outing herself, though, let's be real and say that she was treated like really absolutely like shit before him, like by everybody. Mostly.
Yeah, I mean, it's the past that has brought it into this, but yeah. Every relationship's different. I should leave it out. But it's harder said than done. Right. Hence therapy.
But it is hard. I mean, you are working on yourself and it is hard to heal trauma. But I think that you're trying and that's what matters. But
I hate that
I just wanted to say that. I don't want people to like think that you're just like causing shit to cause it.
No, it's because I don't.
You've had your trust broken so many times.
Oh, he shuts it down. He doesn't. He doesn't feed into it.
Right.
But I mean, I do create a lot of a lot of it is just a me thing. Like, I will get to, God, I know people listen that know him. I'll get to like snooping on his past about stupid things. I'm like, man, and he's like, seriously, Andy? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you're stupid. And he's not wrong because it is something I created and I made up something in my head and, you know, you're with me and
it comes down to what we talked about before with comparing. She compares herself
all the time. Guys, I don't feel like I am that pretty. People tell me I am. I don't feel it. And it just starts getting in my head.
I 100% understand how you feel. I 100% agree. But you are so gorgeous.
And I just don't feel it. But it's just because I haven't let go of... my most healthy relationship. Like, it's...
Yeah. I feel like we all feel like that sometimes, especially if we've been through a lot of shit in the past. Like, I feel like we all have those times where we just feel like we're not good enough and we're not pretty enough, we're not skinny enough, we're not whatever enough, smart enough, just rich enough, whatever. Like, there's always something that we're not enough of.
Right. And he... Like, when we're out in public, he is all about me. I am all that matters. And he never once has tried to make me jealous.
Right.
So, I create my own problems in my head. Because I am crazy.
You're not crazy. It's just something that, you know, you got to work through. And you got to, I mean, you're on your journey of healing right now. So, that's good. And you're going to end up getting that taken care of. And it's going to get better. At least you're aware of it, though.
Which I'm very good. Aware of my the things that I am. My ex would tell me I was the most unself-aware person he knew. I've told you guys that before. But I'm actually stupidly self-aware.
Yeah.
I will call myself out on anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
As I say, her ex sounds like he's fake woke. Like, he was like trying to preach to her about things that he just didn't understand. Trying to belittle her. And I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. No.
So if you ever hear this, we have problems, buddy.
I'm sure he has. The way I broke up with him was abrupt, and I'm sure he
deserved
my life.
And you deserved it. Treat her like shit around me, I swear.
Oh, I have no hate for him in my heart, guys.
I do.
But what's funny is you liked him when we first worked together because the relationship was new. And I was like,
I was gonna say,
what should I make for dinner?
Yeah, he seemed nice then. I tried to help Andy.
He was nice. He was. And then we got a house and things went fucking crazy.
Hey, I get it. I know how that works.
But, you know, I will say about him, even though there was a lot. I mean, he did help me get through nursing school, but there was a lot of belittling along the way.
Yeah.
He did never, besides the fact that I'm pretty damn sure he did cheat on me near the end, before that, he didn't try to make me jealous. He is one that didn't.
Well, that's good.
He was about me until he wasn't. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, denied the whole cheating thing, and now they're like dating, and their work can't find out they're dating, so it's on the DL. But he didn't try to make me jealous.
Either way, the
But belittling somebody does make them not feel good about themselves.
Right. Either way, the bar was still on the ground, and I know what you did.
Oh, yeah. When other people you work with says things, yes. I ain't stupid.
She may not be holding grudges, but I am.
Hey, he physically cheated. I mentally cheated. Here we are. I am happy. Maybe he's happy. Yeah. I don't know.
Hopefully not.
But I mean, yeah, when you... I mean, I hope not either, but I do wish people the best.
It's so funny.
I try.
It's so funny.
I don't want karma to bite me in the ass.
It's so funny because I'm like this, like, with people who do her wrong, with them, with people that, like, literally did me so wrong. I'm just like, yeah, it's whatever. Moving on.
And then if I try to give her my criticism, she's like, doesn't want, like, sometimes she get mad.
I know. I'm just like, with everybody who did me wrong, I'm like, I wish him the best, but I don't want him in my life anymore. Whatever. Moving on. It's no, it's all peace and love over here. And then when somebody does, like, one of my friends wrong, I'm like, I hope they die. Like,
I can take it when you say it, though. But if I say it to you, you, like, defend them. I defend my boyfriend now.
I don't defend anybody else. I know. I don't know why I do that, honestly. Because I have.
There is actually one of your friends, though, that you don't defend. Ex-friends. Two, you don't defend. So we get to talk shit about them.
Yeah, because they literally, like, almost got me killed. So.
But, anyways, do you have any jealousies that you use? Anything that you created in your own mind that.
I mean,
things that you shouldn't have been jealous about, but you decided, I'm going to be jealous and start this fight.
I don't really have, like, scenarios making myself jealous, because I feel like usually most of my jealousy issues are, like, pretty warranted. Except for, like, the fact that I also compare myself to people. I try not to. I'm actually a lot better about that than I used to be. And
the older we get, I think the better we get.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and I don't do it as much anymore, but I do catch myself every now and then slipping, like fantasizing about, like, other people's lives and, like, how I feel like they're, like, so much happier or, like, more fulfilled, I guess, than me.
Yeah, and but I girl, that's myself. What our vision board is for.
Right. And, like, you
and
know,
our multivi.
You're right. So I'm like, I don't catch myself in, like, a malicious type of jealousy. It's not like they don't deserve that and I do. That it's not. It's
I
not
get
that.
It. Like, I want to work to get where they are or get where they are. But for my life.
Right. Like, it's not that type of jealousy. It's not like a hateful jealousy. It's like
a proud jealousy. Like, I'm glad you got there. Now I need to get where I need to be.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, man, I wish I had that jealousy. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I could be on that level. Like,
I get
look up to
saying.
You jealousy. I get that. So
I do all the time. I'm like, look at your life. Like, it's yeah. what I, it's almost motivation more than right. anything. Like, well, you're there. I want to get my life there.
I was going
to
say, and can I say, I think that that kind of jealousy is actually, I think that kind of jealousy can be good for you because it kind of lights a fire under your ass and makes you be like, you know, it kind of motivates you.
That's a healthy jealousy. But get worked up. There is a jealousy I don't like. And one of my best friends deals with it.
Oh, do tell. Friendship jealousy.
It's like, okay, so she will,
like, the one-up jealousy.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We know people like that.
We all have a friend like this.
But I can't stand it. It's like, that's not, if you were to accomplish something that, and I wasn't there yet,
we support.
I would support you, and I would figure out how to get myself there. I wouldn't be like, oh, you bought a house, I need a bigger house.
Right.
Oh, you got married, I need to get, no, no.
Right.
Like, I mean, yeah, you got married. Oh my God, I'm so happy. I can't wait to be a big part of your day. I can't wait to have that in my
the
life.
Thing, okay, so
but
listen.
When you push that in your life,
yes,
it gets worse and it backfires on you. I know that this person that did this to her ended up having to return a car or something because she just couldn't financially do it.
Oh my
because
God.
She just got so jealous and had to one-up her.
See, I love the thing about, like, the friend group that I have now is that, like, we're all people who, like, will bring each other to the top. Like, it's like I want to bring people to the top with me, not, like, climb on top of people to get to the top.
Oh,
type
I mean,
friends. Like,
one
you know
of
what
your
I mean?
Friends that is doing very well.
Yes.
Sent you and me something to help us do better.
Right. Yes.
That is the friendships you need. Like,
yes.
Like, because we were telling her, like, we're so. Sorry, guys. We're so happy for you. Like, we wish we could. Sorry. We wish we could get there. And not even a week later, she's sending us stuff like, here you go. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, she knew I wasn't jealous. She knew to motivate us.
Right. Like, we love.
There's just a dip. There's such a difference.
And that is, like, the most.
It's
like,
not toxic. It's healthy.
Right. And that is the most alpha badassery, like that. I just love, like, people like that, that just, like, they share their wisdom and their, I don't know, abilities, their talents or whatever. Like, they just, like, share their insight and they actually try to help people. And I just, people like that are amazing, and I'm jealous of them in, like, a way that I'm just, like, so,
in a good way.
Yes.
In a motivational way.
Yes, jealous of them in, like, the best way.
But this bitch next to me, guys, I have to say this. I cannot believe she didn't tell you this at the beginning of the podcast. I am jealous of her, but I am so happy jealous of her. this bitch gets to go to fucking country concert.
Oh, I forgot.
And I want to go so bad. It's like a bucket list thing of mine, even though she's just gone for a day. But I'm not jealous. I'm jealous, but I'm not. Like, I'm jealous in a happy way. Like,
I've never
she gets
been.
To go see her man. And I'm like, thriving for her. And I'm like, oh my God. But like, I still want to go, but I'm happy.
I've never been to a country concert before, and I'm so
stoked.
And
you're going without me, and I'm still okay with it.
I get to go with two of my siblings and then my one sibling's wife. And I am so excited. Like, we're going to have the best time.
She gets to see the man she loves.
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan.
He's like, and I know some people might be like, never could he ever compare. And I understand what you're saying. I'm a longtime fan of both. But he reminds me of, like, songwriting wise, of like this generation's Garth Brooks. Like, he is just like.
And we're mad at Garth right now, though. How no, could you do that?
Because he canceled.
And then made another fucking concert at the same place.
I know. We were bummed out. We were like, and then we were like, well, now we can't afford to get these tickets because we have this going on and this going on. So we're just like, cool, Garth.
Annoying.
But I just, yeah. So I feel like he's just a really good songwriter. In this generation, and I'm just super excited. I don't know. So it's totally off.
I know it wasn't, it was off topic, but it wasn't, because like, it's a good, like, the type of jealous that I am is not a like, ew, you're going to country concert, it's gonna be so hot, you're gonna be so sweaty, like, it's
but
not
she's
that
gonna
it's
be
more
on
like
vacation the day that I go, so she'll be just fine.
But the jealous I am is just because it's something I can't wait to do myself one day. But it's not an envious jealous, it's a I'm a proud jealous. Guys, I gotta pee, that's why I'm squirming. And I can't pause. Oh, she keeps looking at me and I keep squirming in my seat.
We won't laugh, Joe. She's had a little bit to drink. Do you want to play the game?
Four shots. That's not a lot. Okay, if you know, you know. If you're a parent, if you're a mom in particular.
Or if you just have a small bladder like me.
No, not the peeing, the drinking.
Oh, I was going to say, because I have the bladder the size of a peanut.
No, it's like, after I had my first kid, I had to take drinking a little easier, but I could still drink really well.
She's a lightweight
after that
now.
Second baby, it's like everything just like gets me. But also,
one
you know,
drink in her and she's ready to go club hopping.
Oh my God, I want to dance so bad. After starting working back out and changing my diet, I'm trying to eat as much, but it's like healthier. So it's like, it's as much, but not as much, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That drink just now just really got to me because I don't got that much in my tum tum. I couldn't eat lunch. Guys, I cried today. I couldn't eat lunch, and then I only ate like a really small portion of my dinner.
I know. She cried so hard she couldn't eat earlier.
I don't know how my eyes aren't swollen or puffy. And I'm glad I don't need makeup.
I'm halfway through this glass and I'm a little bit buzzed, to be honest, because I haven't ate.
I tried to make her eat and she told me no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
All right. So, point of... Because we're all over the place. So, try... Okay. So, anyways. Ending the topic before we play our game. If there is somebody who is purposely trying to make you jealous, they are not for you. Leave them. Don't have anything to do with them. Guys, girls, whoever it is, it's not love. It's manipulation. It's games. It's... thriving to them. It's not healthy. Mm-hmm. You don't need it. Mm-hmm. And then my advice for it being a you problem like what I have, it's just sit with it and try to work on it. And talk to a therapist if you have to. Talk to your person if you have to. But definitely try to work on it because it's
think
super
it
unhealthy.
Yeah, think it through before you react to it. Sleep on it before you
don't
react
be like
to
me.
It.
Well, hold on. I don't always react right away. Sometimes I do, depending on how mad I am. But, you know, if Kelly texts back really fast, I don't react too quickly. I stalk.
She has to say, she stews, then she'll text me, and I'm like, okay, like, this is just...
But sometimes she feeds into me, and then she doesn't help.
Well, sometimes I get mad. Let's see, I'm very like passionate about like wrongdoings to my friends. Like I feel like if you do my friends wrong, I'm like more angry than they are half the time.
My boyfriend is not. Oh, I don't even think my boyfriend's bad. He's not done.
He's just a Gemini.
He's not done anything wrong. It's other things.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Anyway. I mean, he's just a guy. He's just like one of those. Like, why can't you just chill? Like, why are you letting him affect you? Why are you so mad?
I love him, but a Gemini and a Cancer together, if you do believe in zodiac signs, it's a little hard because I am so sensitive and emotional and needy, and he is such a chill, laid back Gemini.
You would think that Scorpio and Cancer wouldn't go super well together either, because like Scorpios are kind of like meh.
But I get along. But I mean, I love Pisces
to the point. But we're like, I feel like it's just because we're very affectionate and lovey and caring. We're just very blunt,
which is good. What makes sense why we would be together, because you'd be loving and caring, but you'd also be very honest.
Sympathico,
but you know, I don't let our signs stop me from
being
who I'm with. If it works, it works. You don't have to, you know, listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, there are signs I wouldn't be with, but you know, that's for another conversation. We will talk
about Aries.
I was gonna say, but I didn't. But it's funny because I am compatible. Compatible with Taurus, and I hate them now. Except for females. I love female ones.
I was going to say, I love Taurus.
Well, our coworker is one, and I absolutely adore her.
I know. They're the most precious little gems.
But the men Taurus, it's who I'm supposed to go with, and he tortured me, so I don't like them.
I don't have very much experience with male Taurus, except for the one Taurus that I was friends with, like, stabbed me in the back hardcore.
Okay, so. And it was a man?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
So I was going to say, well, one of my childhood best friends is a Taurus, though, and I love him to death, so.
Oh, but we do, like, love Aries females. My best friend is female Aries. My boyfriend's mom is female Aries.
Except
some
for
my friends are female Aries. I don't like male Aries.
Except for my one ex-best friend that stabbed me in the back. She's a female Aries. I don't really... I have one friend that's an Aries, and the rest of them have been really mean to me.
T is an Aries.
Yeah.
Okay, is that your mom?
Yeah, my one friend that's an Aries.
It's so funny. She doesn't act like an Aries at all. She totally acts like a water sign.
I know.
Maybe it's because she grew up with one and became best friends with another.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, we'll play our game now that we just jipped. Okay, we are playing our new game again that we are loving. It's called Let's Get Deeper Version After Dark.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh. Oh, no.
You kind of shared that.
I always
already.
Get the hard questions, I feel like.
Do you have? I mean, we both answer all of them, though. Do you have any kinks?
Oh yeah, many. Little, you know, BDSM, S&M, knife play, choking.
I like being choked. My boyfriend has a kink, but we can't talk about that yet.
I have a breeding kink, but I don't like
breeding.
Yeah, I have a breeding kink.
What the fuck is breeding?
Like cream pies. Sure. But I don't have kids, so I'm succeeding at not partaking in that. But,
well.
When I'm with somebody I love, anyway.
I wish I could talk about my boyfriend's kink, but guys, I will at some point. I am mentally not ready to share this yet with the world. It's fantastic, though.
Okay. Do you have nudes of yourself or others saved on your phone? I mean, yeah.
I don't have, like, quote unquote, full blown nudes, but I have nudes, but not nudes. Like, you know, my face might not be in them. It might just be my ass.
I don't have anybody else's nudes, but I have my nudes.
Yes, I have mine. And yes. What do you think? What do you think? I don't like this question. Let me try again. What do you think is the biggest issue in your sex life?
You're not having sex. Yeah.
And honestly,
I'm missing a person.
I know. Yours is, you're not having it. Mine, oh my God, mine is blowing up. It's fucking flourishing. I have no
issues. She's not having mine. Problems in her, so.
I'm getting nitty gritty down with the ditty.
Okay, what's your worst hookup story? Your worst hookup horror story.
Is that what that says? Worst, oh my God.
I don't know how it could get worse than a cop car.
I was going to say, I've told my horrifying sex story where I got my nose busted and the cop busted us. I don't know if I've had another bad one. I've never really been caught. Horrifying, though, makes me think, like, really bad, maybe, but, I mean, I guess, like, if I have to talk about another one, this one guy, or I wasn't dating him, it was kind of like a hookup, and I was a nervous wreck because we were in his basement, and he was trying to get it in, and it wouldn't go in.
Oh, is that the...
And he told me I ripped the skin of a stick. God. And I was petrified, but that thing was monstrous. It's too big. It wasn't fitting. And it was horrible. It was, love him to death, but it was horrible because it wouldn't go in. Wait, and they told me I ribbed it.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
So it's more embarrassing.
I would cry, but like, and leave.
I'm sorry, I'm young and it wasn't going in. Don't complain about my vagina, please.
It's terrifying.
What position gets you to finish the fastest?
Probably reverse cowgirl.
Mine's just being, well, there is another one, but I don't really call that a position. But being on top. I just like the control. I can do whatever I want. I can bounce. I can grind. I can twirl.
Or like,
I can frog it.
Honestly, like just like from the side too. Anything with like deep penetration. You feel me?
I've been just getting off every which way lately, but I love being on top.
It must be
I
nice.
Like the control. I know. It is so wonderful.
Okay. I already know this answer. Have you ever had sex with somebody whose name that you didn't know?
No.
I haven't either.
I do not sleep. I've never slept with a random. I've maybe had two people I've only slept with once, but I very well knew them.
Oh, well, I did have sex with a guy once who lied about his last name. Does that count?
Oh, that's weird, though. Why?
I mean, so, like, I knew his name, but not... I mean, I knew what he told me.
So, what is your biggest turnoff in bed? I think that's a good question.
Like, if you stink? Like, I don't know, like if you like stink or you're like excessively like sweaty, like to the point where it's like drippy.
oh my god,
I know, like you can't control sweat, like it's okay to sweat, but
horrifying,
like, when they're like wet.
I have to tell you guys something. Me, okay, this is one of my exes. We were having sex and he was on top, and I think he had a drooling problem. And this dick drooled right in my eyeball. My eyes were open and the drool fell into my eyeball.
Did you say his dick?
No, I said he is a dick and drooled into my eyeball.
I thought you said his dick drooled into my eyeball.
No, he has drooled into my eyeball, and I've had my mouth open and I've had drool fall in my mouth.
I was
so
like,
fucking disgusting.
I was like pre-cum?
No, so I guess the biggest turnoff is fucking drooling on me. Or not like trying to turn me on and just being like, let's fuck. Like, no. That doesn't turn me on. Like, touch me.
So the one guy, I just have to say this really quick. I thought it was so corny, but like, I was just kind of like, okay, because I just really wanted to like do it because I was just so into him. But that one guy, Bumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget. We were hanging out and it was like the first time or whatever. And, it was like the end of the night or whatever, and we didn't do it that night. It was the other time we hung out. But he was like, I'm gonna fuck you. But he said it like super aggressively, and I was like,
I'm gonna fuck you.
Yeah. Like, I was like, okay. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that. Like,
but okay.
I'm like,
it's different if you're comfortable with somebody you've been with for years and like, I'm gonna fuck you tonight. Like, that's sexy, but like, I just met you and you're gonna fuck me. What? Excuse
but it was
me?
Like, I don't know. It was like the way that it was said. I don't know if he was like trying to be like all like dom daddy type shit, like, which I'm into, but it was like the way that he said it. I was just like, okay. Like, I don't know. It made me laugh.
Sorry. I'm having trouble. These cards. Oh, God. Hold on, guys. I gotta get to a card here. Oh. Is there anything... I have to reword this question because it's asking if there's anything I can do for you. Is there anything your partner can do to make you feel more comfortable in the bedroom? Like, if, you know...
Lights off.
So there's like, you know, well, when we if it's the first time or the first couple times and you're not comfortable yet, like, what makes you comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, I get, and like, I mean, obviously, like, if you're hooking up, like, the person knows what your body looks like, but I still get self-conscious about my body sometimes.
I still didn't. It's been over 2 years,
especially like the first like time or couple times. So like, I would prefer lights off or lights like super like dim and like just like a nice relaxing setting. I don't feel relaxed when the lights are bright and in my fucking face. Nope. Like, so yeah, I mean, that's honestly, that makes me comfortable. And just like, I don't know, touching me, making me
feel
like, I was
gonna say rubbing me.
Yeah. Making me feel like I'm like safe and secure before we, you know, start.
You know what makes me the most comfortable?
What?
A fucking blindfold. Because I'm so focused on feel at that point, and I'm not focused on what I can see and watch what you can
see.
If
I've never been with you before and you try to fucking blindfold me, I will punch you. I love that for her, but for me, do not fucking blindfold me. I need to see what the fuck's happening. Like,
in a new relationship, no, but right now, I just love it.
I was going to say, keep that shit away from me.
Okay, ask me a question. Asking all them questions.
What's the most daring thing that you have done while having sex?
A daring thing I've done? Daring.
The most daring thing you've done while having sex. I know mine.
I don't know. Tell me, maybe I'll think of one.
Mine's very simple. Mine is saying, come in me.
Oh my God.
I think that's pretty daring.
Okay, but I've only said that lately and I'm fixed. So it's not daring because I can't.
I love
get
how you
pregnant.
Say I'm fixed like I'm a dog or something.
I'm spayed. She's but spayed. I still have my uterus. I have no tubes.
I am not spayed, so it's daring for me.
Daring.
It's daring.
What is the question? Daring thing I've said?
What is the most daring thing that
you've done?
Daring hanky panky.
Daring. I mean, I must broke my boyfriend's dick with a butt plug. Daring. I guess this is, I don't know if you want to call it daring, but I've been completely tied down, all fours, strapped like a fucking X with a blindfold and not knew what was coming. That's pretty daring, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
I mean, yeah.
I didn't know what was coming my way and I was willing to let this person who was new in my life do what they wanted.
She didn't know it was coming her way.
I didn't. Oh, I sure as hell didn't for the next 4 years of my life. Anyway. I hope you guys enjoyed our little episode today. It's not even little. I don't know what I'm talking about. Our conversation into our topic. All right. Anyways. All right. So please make sure you subscribe, rate, review, keep telling your friends. We love doing this. Yes. It's such a release for us. It's therapeutic for us to just sit here and talk.
It really
and
is.
To know that people are listening, which tells me they're enjoying it and maybe relating.
Yes.
But if you have any questions or any topics, please send us topics, by the way, that you would like us to talk about. We want to keep entertaining you guys, but also give our opinions and views on things. But the email address is theraunchytruth@gmail.com, or you can email our Instagram page, which is theraunchytruth as well. Or, make sure you follow it. And you can also follow us on our personal pages. Mine is Andy Williams.
And mine is Kelly_LACHAT LaShaw. Do not butcher it.
Oh shit, I forgot what I was gonna say. Sorry, yes. It's the Tito's. Anyways, please, if you have any more horrifying sex stories or weird places you've had sex. I don't think we've shared our weird places yet. We haven't. Oh my God. Okay, maybe next week. Can't hold us to it, but maybe next week we'll share the weird places we've had sex.
Yes.
We haven't done it. And mine is off the fucking wall. Shouldn't have done it there. Crazy.
I need to know.
You do know.
Oh. I'm trying to think.
Anyways, yeah, send those to us. If you can send us the weirdest places, we will, you know what? Actually, I will retract saying I'll say it next week. If you guys tell us the weirdest places, I will share mine because it was inappropriate. But I will if you guys send me yours.
Fair enough.
Send me yours, I'll send you mine.
Yeah, show us yours. Show me yours.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.